Welcome to the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, a production of AnytimeGambling.com, your one resource for New England casinos and recreational gambling. For episode 72, I just happened to run into Justin Papala at the Bin Bin Casino, and it was a busy night. We had a lot to talk about, including Mohegan Sun and what's so good about it. So, here's what we had to say. Well, it's great having you here on the New England Casino and Gambling Podcast, Justin. Many outside of New England don't know the name Justin Happel, but those of us who frequent casinos in southern New England sure do. You're very active on social media and extremely informative. So I got two questions for you. Do you actually live with your family at Mohegan Sun? And when did you first start this casino business?
Hey, thanks, Robin. Thanks for having me. Well, I guess I would have to say I started in 1996 before I was legally able to gamble.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just way too close to the casino, as you know.
Yeah,
I live way too close to the casino.
I'm only 20 minutes away, so I know exactly what you mean. When did you first get started with being really interested in the casino? I know you're also interested in the casino business and casino comps. And when did all that really start?
So it's kind of gone through most of my life. My uncle was a bigger gambler. I started back in when I was 18, went to Twin River for the first time, went with him. Back then, they didn't even have slot machines. That's kind of when it started. But I would say over the last about 5 years, I really got into casino comps. I'd say more of how slot machines work, payout percentages, mm-hmm. rewards, ADT, all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I started watching Greyhounds in Plainfield, Connecticut.
Yes.
And then Greyhounds in Twin River before they...
Yes, I did too. I caught the end of the Greyhound races.
So I understand that some people call you Mr. Mohegan because you seem to know the place inside and out. What's so good about Mohegan Sun?
A couple people in our group definitely have nominated me as Mr. Mohegan, though I do not even have a casino host, and I'm okay with it. But I think overall, the best thing about Mohegan is just how vibrant it is. The hotel rooms are great. The restaurants are great. The entertainment is top notch.
Oh, yeah, top. I mean, the arena is really just fabulous. No one has anything like that, even all the way down to Atlantic City. It's just nothing like the arena.
So you got all sorts of different things you can put into that arena. And then I'd also have to say the employees. I've made quite a few friends over the years. Always tip the employees well, and obviously the rewards program. Where else can you get to the second card and get free golf and
True.
Get into the lounge? That's pretty attainable for most people, probably pretty attainable. You don't have to gamble that much to get that. So I think those are most of the reasons why I really enjoy my time at Mohegan.
Yeah, with the second level Ignite, have your own parking as well. Well, I like Mohegan Sun too, but unfortunately I have to cover 8 other casinos.
Exactly.
So there's quite a lot to actually compare.
Yeah, and I try to do the same, whether it be actual visits or just through a lot of the groups up here. I try to stay with what's going on in the casinos, mm-hmm. what they have new, what promotions. You know, you have some great information on your site. Josh O'Connell has helped a lot with Know Your Slots. He's done some great work.
He is an amazing mind concerning slot machines. Going to his site, knowyourslots.com.
Very, very impressive.
I understand you've been to Las Vegas a couple of times.
A couple. Actually, once when I was 18. Quick funny story. Almost got a $10,000 fine from the Four Queens. I was standing in the carpet way, kind of like the walkway.
Yeah.
And my uncle was sitting, I think, at like just a Ultimate Texas Hold'em. And I was just standing there watching him play in the carpet, not on the floor or anything. And the boss goes, "How old are you?" I said, 18. He's like, "I can give you a $10,000 fine right now for being on the floor." So I went back last year.
And when you went back, now you did check out the Mohegan Sun Casino at Virgin Hotels?
That is actually where we stayed.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So we got 3 nights comped. Actually, technically four. It was supposed to be three, but a host got us another night just because we had a very late checkout the last night, so just gave us the room for the extra day.
Nice. Did you notice it was just kind of empty, though, when you were there? I mean, you went there pretty early in terms of when it opened, though.
I went in August, and I think it opened in June, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was dead. very dead. It was kind of sad, actually. Underwhelming. The slot floor was very underwhelming. I think they only have like 600 slots. The selection was basically the same as over here. They had like one different craps game that you could like play as a slot machine. Yeah, it was like a video craps machine. Yeah. I think it had blackjack, roulette, and all those, but it had craps built into it.
How were the rooms, by the way?
Rooms were excellent. The showers were awesome. The beds were 1,000 times more comfortable than Mohegan's, minus the Aspire beds. I do love the Aspire beds. We just stayed in a double queen, and it was perfect.
We went there, too. We didn't stay there, but we were there for about 3 hours. I have been just wondering how long they can keep up. As Michael Traeger said, they've got the money to wait this out to get the crowd that they want.
So, yeah, you never want to see a casino fail. But yeah. They definitely need some help.
Now it's time for our lightning round questions. Are you ready?
I'm going to do my best.
Just so that everybody knows, I'm not putting him on the spot. I gave him these questions about 6 months ago, and he's already prepared and ready to go. So,
like 6 hours ago.
Yeah. Yeah, six months ago, I don't even know where I was. Okay. All right. First of all, your favorite casino outside Mohegan Sun?
Resorts World Las Vegas.
Favorite video poker game?
Double Super Times Pay Triple Double Bonus.
You have played a lot of Triple Double Bonus. That's
all I play is Triple Double.
Favorite slot machine right now?
Wonder 4 Boost Gold. Brand new one.
Favorite slot machine of all time?
Tree of Wealth.
Your favorite table game to go that you go to if you wanted to play?
It's a tough choice, but I decided with Pai Gow.
Ah, man, that's right. Finally, do you have a greatest jackpot that you could tell us about?
Yes, and a lot of you know. September 4th, about 12:30 a.m., I hit 5 aces at Mohegan Sun for a $137,000 progressive.
Yeah.
And a $2,000 side bet.
That was at Pai Gow too, right?
It was at Mohegan.
I saw the pictures. Did happen. I see that the old clock on the wall that another of our Wednesday podcasts has won faster than you can say anytime gambling. And so tell us, how can we follow you?
Sure. I try to keep my Facebook kind of private. I keep my gambling outside. But if you want to give me a friend request, go ahead. I'm a moderator for everything Foxwoods, Mohegan Sun, MGM Springfield, Twin River, Tiverton, and Encore. Easiest way to find that is just type in everything Foxwoods and it'll pop right up. Also involved in a bunch of other groups such as Northeast Casino Players, Mary's group, Travel Zork with Michael and Steve, great group there. I'm active in quite a few casino groups, so that'll probably be the best way to find me is in one of your local casino groups.
I knew this was going to be a blast. Thank you very much, Justin. It's been a lot of fun, and I hope we can have you on again.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, and hopefully we'll talk again soon on a future episode.
Sounds great. Take care.
Thank you. Bye.
You can find AnytimeGambling.com on Twitter at AnytimeGambling, on Facebook at the New England Casino Facebook group, or follow me, Robin Aubin. As we say at Anytime Gambling, embrace the math, not the myth. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.